ॐ हरिः ॐ तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः हरिः ॐ ॐ श्रीपरमात्मने नमः मूकं करोति वाचालं पङ्गुं लङ्घयते गिरिं यत्कृपातमहं वन्दे परमानन्दमाधवम् यम् ब्रह्मा वरुणेन्द्ररुद्रमरुतः स्तुन्वन्ति दिव्यैस्तवैः वेदैः साङ्गपदक्रमोपनिषदैः गायन्ति यम् समगाः ध्यानावस्थिततद्गतेन मनसा पश्यन्ति यम् योगिनः यस्यान्तन्न विदुःसुरासुरगणाः देवाय तस्मै नमः ॐ श्रीपरमात्मने नमः अथ कर्मयोगो नाम तृतीयोऽध्यायः भगवद्गीतायाम् योगशास्त्रे ब्रह्मविद्यायां भगवद्गीतायां तृतीयोऽध्याये सप्तत्रिंशत्तमः श्लोकः नो ह्यूमन् बीयिङ्ग् is really desirous of doing anything wrong. No human being really wants to go against dharma. In spite of not desiring, anichchannapi balat niyojitahaiva, Acharya says, just as a servant instructed by the king without questioning, without thinking, just does what is being told. In the same way here, this person also does the wrong thing, goes against dharma, papam charati, as though he is helplessly impelled to do something. What is that? Impelled by whom a person goes against dharma? That's the wrong action. That's the question asked, the 36th verse. Bhagavan answered, and before we saw the verse, and we had a beautiful Bhagavat Pada quotes verses from Vishnu Puranam. Two verses, and Vishnu Puranam is authored, has been, Vishnu Puranam is work of Vyasa Maharshi. What can we say? The first verse explains the meaning of the expression, the word Bhaga, and the second verse explains Bhagavan. And both verses together help us understand what exactly is the meaning of the word Bhagavan. I have sent the translation of it. Have you seen that? Okay. And Bhagavan says in the 37th verse, Kama yesha krodha yeshaha rajoguna samudbhavaha महाशनो महापाप्मा विद्येनमिह वैरिनम् हे अर्जुन मे अंडरस्टैंड दिस डिजायर एंड एंगर बिकॉज डिजायर एंड एंगर ऑलवेज गो टुगेदर डिजायर इज इन द फॉर्म ऑफ स्ट्रांग लाइक्स एंड डिसलाइक्स And then where there is desire, there will be inevitably, unavoidably anger also. only desire alone will not be there in any mind. Desire will be there naturally, and along with the desire, anger also will be there. As long as anger and desire do not surface, do not get expressed, we think there's no anger or desire, but they are always there. Okay. And this is Rajoguna Samudbhavaha. The product is caused by Rajoguna, which means Rajoguna is one of the gunas of Prakriti. So, with this Sattva Guna is a product of Sattva Guna or Rajoguna or Tamoguna, all are material products. We have to understand here, desire or anger also is subtlest material product, subtlest material phenomenon obtaining in the form of a thought. Because thought you cannot find anywhere else. A thought is part of the antakarana. So, in what form does this desire obtain? Desire or anger obtain in the form of a thought, inexplicably subtlest material product. And a thought also directly reflects consciousness, we know very well. Like any cognition pertinent to any object involves two factors, consciousness and a thought. All these subtle phenomena, which are also objectifiable, available for sakshi pratyaksham, direct perception of consciousness, isn't it? Direct knowledge. Like, so they all shine, all these subtlest objects obtaining in of thoughts shine in the presence of consciousness. That is why no desire is separable from consciousness. No anger is separable from consciousness. Consciousness does not get angry, does not have a desire. But desire is the subtlest material phenomenon. Being a product of Rajoguna, it shines in consciousness inseparably. Anger is a phenomenon shines in consciousness. So the Atma is free from desire and anger, but desire and anger, they are non-separate from Atma. They are vrittis, the form of vrittis. See, not only they are Rajoguna products, when they are implemented or expressed, when the anger gets expressed in one's behavior or desire becomes expressed in one's behavior, they also aggravate, contribute for the rising of Rajoguna. Being the products of Rajoguna, they also contribute for, increase of Rajoguna. But understand, it makes a person very highly rajasic. Anger is because of Rajoguna, and anger makes a person more rajasic. Desire, of course, makes a person much more rajasic. Understand? This is the nature of the desire and anger. And Maha Ashanaha, I explained yesterday itself. We have to understand, desire is a product of ignorance. Do you remember this? Why Maha Ashanaha? Why desire is a great devourer? Because desire is a product of ignorance. One thing we know, it is a product of Rajoguna. That's okay. But why the phenomenon called desire exists at all, if you really understand? Desire is a symptom of the disease of sense of inadequacy centered on I. This is how Pujya Swamiji explains. Desire is a symptom of the disease of sense of inadequacy centered on I. If there is no inadequacy at all, if there is fullness, if there is no inadequacy, there will not be wants, there will not be needs. If the needs are not there, desire cannot arise. So desire is an expression of the need, and the need is a symptom of the inadequacy, expression of inadequacy. And the inadequacy is because of the sense of limitation centered on I. The sense of limitation is centered on I because of the wrong notion that I am limited, I'm insecure, I'm inadequate. The wrong notion is because of the superimposition of limitations of anatma upon the atma, limitations of body mind's complex upon the atma. And a superimposition is because of erroneous perception of the atma. Because you see yourself through your mind, your intellect, your positions and possessions, your body. You see yourself through everything. You don't see yourself through yourself. You see yourself through what you possess, what you own, what you have, what you are physically, what you are intellectually. So therefore, the limitations, all the attributes, one sees oneself through, all one is endowed with externally. So erroneous image, self-image being there, erroneous perception of the self being there, naturally, one mistakes all the limitations, all the problems pertaining to anatma as one's own problems. This is how even the very sense of inadequacy, I am inadequate, I am inadequate, I am insecure. The sense of inadequacy centered on I is a common human universal fundamental problem in Swamiji's language. And it is this fundamental problem results in the rising of the very phenomenon called desire. If this fundamental problem of sense of inadequacy centered on I is not there, I tell you, the phenomenon called desire will resolve for good. Desire cannot arise at all. And there arises the fundamental desire, natural, common, human, universal, fundamental desire, desire for living long, happy life. In terms of, I want to live long, happily. This fundamental desire alone expresses itself in a countless number of desires. It can be a simple baby's desire for a toy, or it can be a desire of an elderly person or a grown-up person for latest car or anything else. So all desires, child's desires, grown-up person's desires, the very phenomenon called desire in any form for anything is a symptom. All are different symptoms of the only disease of fundamental desire, which itself is a symptom of the disease of sense of inadequacy centered on I. And the sense of inadequacy centered on I is because of the superimposition of limitations, the problems of anatma upon the atma. Because seeing oneself through all one's material possessions, seeing oneself through one's possessions and positions, not seeing oneself through oneself, but seeing oneself through all one's positions and possessions, that is how sense of inadequacy becomes centered on I. Then a person entertains a wrong notion. It is this wrong notion caused problem, this desire. And this is the erroneous perception is because of self-ignorance. Therefore, the immediate cause of the desire is wrong notion that I am inadequate. But the root cause of the disease is what? Ignorance. That is why ajnana janakam kamaha, ajnana janakaha kamaha. Okay. Ajnana meva janayati kamam. It is the ignorance which causes the desire. That is why it is very natural for every human being to have any desire for anything. It is impossible to undo the desires. Unless and until ignorance becomes resolved for good, there is no way of resolving the ignorance for good. No way of resolving the desire for good. Unless and until ignorance becomes resolved for good, there is no way of resolving the desire for good. Trying to resolve the desire is without trying to resolve the desire for good is like what? Keeping the disease, and trying to get rid of the symptoms. Whatever you do to get rid of the symptoms, undoing the symptoms will not remove the disease. By doing something, if I try to undo the symptoms, will it dissolve my disease? No. Disease will be there. The disease itself should be resolved for good, then the symptom will not rise again. So as long as ignorance is there, so long will there be this symptom of desires. So our trying to fulfill any number of desires is like trying to undo the symptoms. Understand? All our efforts to fulfill all our desires is like trying to undo the symptoms. Of course, we can undo the symptoms, but disease will always be there. Is it possible to undo the symptoms for good? No. Temporarily, we can remove the symptoms. But because the disease is always there, newly symptoms will be surfacing. So it will be coming up. That is why it is impossible to undo the desire for good. Desire will be, if you fulfill one desire, it's like removing the symptom once. Again, new symptom will come. Again and again, because disease is there. That is why Maha Ashanaha. Understand now? Why it's a great devourer? My God, how many ever desires I fulfill? I thought this will be over with this. No. It's endless. Endless. Not only the ones I fulfill my desire to do, I do something. I commit punya papam, and the punya papas also become accumulated in my account. This is how I have to be born again. This is how ajnanam been the root cause of desire. Okay? And ajnanam is strongly rooted. Unless and until ajnanam itself is uprooted, isn't it? There's no way of resolving the desire for good. That is why the more and more I fulfill, the more and more desires rise. That's what Bhagavan says here, Maha Ashanaha. And sometimes, the desires, as long as ignorance is there, and I support with the Purusharthanischeha, it's also without Purusharthanischeha, without knowing the importance of Jnanam, without being committed to the pursuit of Jnanam, without knowing the value of Dharma, if Artha Kamas become the ultimate goals, because one wants to, when a person sees oneself through one's possessions and possessions, and one sees oneself, then Artha Kama become the ultimate goals. It is then a person not knowing the value of Dharma, being pressurized by his desires. A person does not mind even going against Dharma, does not mind transgressing the universal values. He abuses the will and completely rejects his Raja fight and wrong. And his actions are completely dictated by his own personal desires. That is when a person becomes a sinner. It is the unmanaged desire makes a person sinner. Managed desire is a desire which is fulfilled in conformity with dharma. Managed desire makes a person. Desire is managed. Dalja, right and wrong. How can you manage your desire? Only by being committed to live a life of dharma. It is the commitment to live a life of dharma and always making one's knowledge of right and wrong alone will help a person manage one's desires. Desires can arise, but you will not fulfill them by doing something wrong. That is how one can live by managing one's emotions alone. One can live one's life in tune with order, in harmony with the order. That is how one can earn, tap Bhagavan's grace. Always it is said in the Shastram, please Puja Swami is beautifully says, any Shastram you go, wherever, whatever you go and read, the one and the only way, no shortcut method, the one and the only way of freeing yourself now from everything, ultimately jnanam. For that jnanam, you need Bhagavan's grace. For antakarna shuddhi, you need Bhagavan's grace. For living this arthakamas, you need for living this life, you need a Bhagavan's grace. Tena vina trinamapina chalati. Without Bhagavan's grace, nothing happens. And the grace can be tapped only if you live your life in tune with, in harmony with the universal order. And to be able to live in tune with the order, you have no choice but living a life of dharma. Okay, this is very important. So, desires can be managed. Otherwise, mahapapma. It is desire is the desire completely. A person who is enslaved by one's own desires become a great sinner. If you have mastery over your desires, like if you conformity with the dharma, if you live your life in conformity with dharma, then you can have mastery over your desires and anger. If you are not conscious of living of dharma, you will be enslaved by your own desires and anger. If you're enslaved means, then mahapapma. That's when great sinner. Okay. Let's see the Bhashyam part now. Understand. There is no enemy. Your own desire and anger unmanaged becomes your enemy. Your own desire and anger managed becomes your friend. This was already said in verse, the chapter number 6. Atmaiva atmanaha bandhu, atmaiva atmanaha ripuhu. In the 6th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, now, atmaiva atmanaha bandhu, atmaiva atmanaha ripuhu. Bandhu, friend, ripuhu, enemy. You are, then atma does not mean the consciousness, okay? You are a friend to yourself, you are enemy of, you are enemy to yourself. When? If your mind is managed well, then your mind is your friend. Then you are friend for yourself. The mind is not managed well. If you are enslaved by your mind, then your mind becomes your enemy. A friend is the one who enables you, who takes care of your spiritual progress, emotional maturity, one who contributes for accomplishing your jnanam, one who helps you accomplish your freedom, moksha. Then the mind is a friend. The mind becomes a big obstacle. It prevents you, detains you from attaining moksha and jnanam. It obstructs your spiritual growth, emotional maturity. It pushes you into the naraka, ignorance. It reaches samsara. It is enemy. Okay, who is the enemy? Whoever prevents you from being happy is an enemy. Your own man will retain you, detain you, will retain you in samsara forever. That is enemy. Therefore, the managed mind is a friend. Unmanaged, the mind which is enslaves you is an enemy. Atmanaha, atma bandhu, atmanaha, ripuhu. One's own self becomes enemy. The same thing Bhagavan says here. There you say gently mind, isn't it? So why shamaha? The discipline of shamaha is very important. The discipline of shamaha one must thoughtfully practice, consciously practice. Why? One must have mastery over one's ways of thinking, one's desires, one's anger, one's jealousy, one's hatred, one's all these emotions one must have mastery. To have mastery over one's emotions, one need not do anything prayerfully. Always have to beg Bhagavan to bless us with always the clarity of right and wrong, knowledge of right and wrong, and the strength to choose, strong will to choose to do the right, and strong will to choose to refrain from the wrong. That is how one can strictly live one's life in conformity with the values, so that this commitment to live life dharma will prevent one from doing anything wrong. That is how desires can arise, but you can ignore them without fulfilling if you have to go by fulfill them by doing wrong thing. You can fulfill them happily if you can do right things righteously and fulfill them, get them fulfilled. Therefore, unmanaged desire becomes an enemy. Managed desire becomes a friend, which is determined by one's commitment to dharma. Understand? Okay. So, maha ashunaha, maha papma, iti enam vidhi. Okay. See the Bhashyam part now. Kamaha yeshaha. Yeshaha kamaha. This phenomenon called a desire is what? Sarvaloka shatruhu. Sarvaloka shatruhu. One enemy of the entire world of beings. Sarvaloka shatruhu. Any desire. If unmanaged, see, desire is a blessing in disguise. At the same time, desire unmanaged becomes an enemy for anybody in the world. Sarvaloka shatruhu. Yan nimitta sarva anartha praptihi pranina. Why desire is an enemy for the entire world of beings? When the desire is unmanaged, it becomes responsible. It becomes the cause of attainment of all forms of afflictions. Therefore, it is said, yannimitta. Yannimitta means what? It is the desire which becomes responsible, which becomes the cause. It is a desire which becomes the cause for attaining all sorts of afflictions. Sarva anartha prapti hetuhu kamaha. Sarva anartha prapti hetuhu kamaha. Desire is a cause of attaining all afflictions in life, problems in life, sorrow in life. It is the desire for moknyanam, desire for moksha, enables us to attain jnanam and moksha. How can we say desire is sarva anartha praptihi? Sarva anartha prapti hetuhu. Yan nimitta, if you take this hetu. Anartha prapti hetuhu kamaha, we say, only if it is unmanaged. If it is not managed. When the desire arises, when impels you to do action, to fulfill it, before doing, one must know whether the fulfillment of desire, for fulfilling desire, what I should do. And before doing, whether this action is in conformity with dharma or not. This is what in karma yoga, it is a discretion in action. Remember, karmasu kaushalam yoga. Remember this. Before doing, one must see if I had to fulfill my desire, if it is what I have to do. If I do, what will be the consequences, where I go wrong, one must see. If it is going to really affect society's well-being, it is going to, if it, is, it, it involves anybody, other person's hurt or pain or really, in the sense, by undoing other person's happiness, that is a anarthahetu. Papa karma, it becomes a papa karma. It should not, desire should not push me into go a wrong action, to do a wrong action. So, sarva anartha prapti nimitta. See, sarva anartha prapti hi nimitta bhavati. Sarva anartha prapti hetuhu. Praninam, for all human beings, it is this desire which is instrument, which becomes instrumental in attaining all forms of afflictions. Saha yeshaha kamaha pratihataha. Saha yeshaha kamaha. The same phenomenon, desire, pratihataha. Pratihataha means when it becomes unfulfilled or obstructed. Or pratihataha means unfulfilled desire. Yeshaha kamaha, that same old desire, when it becomes unfulfilled or obstructed, are prevented from being fulfilled. Kena chite, by some reason or the other. Krodatvena parinamate, that alone evolves into anger. Krodatvena parinamate, that itself becomes what? Anger. That itself converts it, that unfulfilled desire itself becomes converted into the anger, the phenomenon and the status of being anger. The phenomenon is an anger. Kudatvena parinamate. Ataha krodaha api yeshaha eva. Oh my God. The anger is nothing but modified form of unfulfilled desire. See, Adi Shankara Bhagavatpada's definition. What is anger? Anger is nothing but modified form of unfulfilled desire. Krodaha api kamaha eva. Kaha kamaha pratihataha kamaha. Kamaha pratihataha eva krodaha bhavati. Krodhatvena parinamate. Kamaha pratihataha eva krodhatvena parinamate. Desire unfulfilled alone, obstructed alone, prevented from being fulfilled alone, converts itself into anger. That's why eshaha kama, that's why very important to manage once this particular phenomenon called desire. In fact, many years ago, many, many years ago, in Rishikesh Ashram, there was, Pooja Swamiji was supposed to conduct a conference. Some industrialists in Delhi organized. I had the privilege of being with I was not even sannyasini, not even, I was just in the very beginning, 1990, those years. So I was only, uninvited guest there. What I'm saying, I was not a participant, I just went with Swamiji. Swamiji took me there. Then the talk was management excellence with reference to Bhagavad Gita. Okay, this was a talk. So Swamiji said only one thing. Okay, industries are always driven by desires, especially in manufacturing, in marketing, in of course, in increase the turnovers always. That's why business ethics, you know, is all, desire management is in fact self-management. Desire management is there, anger cannot be managed. Once anger is managed, we'll be successful in business. Swamiji said this one sentence. Okay, anger management is what? Nothing but desire management. Then you are the best manager. And you whole world is, you have the whole world as your friend. So, ataha krodaha api yeshaha eva. Krodaha api kamaha eva. Kada kamaha krodaha bhavati. Yada pratihataha. Yada kamaha pratihataha bhavati. Tada kamaha krodaha bhavati. When the desire is unfulfilled, it converts itself into an anger. Okay. Now there's a beautiful Subhashitam. Do you remember this? Kindergarten Subhashitam. Ashayaha ye dasaha tesham dasayate lokaha. Ashayesham dasi tesham dasayate lokaha. Ashayaha ye dasaha. Those who are slaves of desire, te dasaha sarvalokasya. They are slaves of the entire world. Yesham dasi asha, tesham dasayate lokaha. Those people who have desire as their slave, when they become the master of the entire world. Isn't it? That's why sannyasi is supposed to be a swami. A master, one who has absolute mastery, one's own mind is a swami. Only in resolving ignorance, one can have absolute mastery over one's own self. Then you are a swami. There, for grammar note, to practice all three sibilants, sh palatal, sh cerebral, s dental. Three sibilants, sh, sh, sa. Yesham, dasi, asha, tesham, dasayate, lokah. Okay, yesham, dasi, asha. You have to see all three sibilants, how it pronounced. Different note, it's unwanted, it's a note, side note. Okay. Yeshaha kamaha sarvaloka shatruhu praninam yannimittam sarva anartha praptihi saha yeshaha kamaha yannimittam sarva anartha praptihi saha yeshaha kamaha kena chitta pratihataha. By some reason or the other, when the desire becomes unfulfilled, obstructed, krodhatvena parinamate. Ataha krodaha api yeshaha eva. Okay, now, Rajoguna samudbhavaha. Rajogunatu samudbhavaha yasya. Sakamaha rajoguna samudbhavaha. Rajoguna samudbhavaha means what? Rajogunatu samudbhavaha yasya. The desire, the origination of which is from Rajoguna, that the origination of which is from Rajoguna, that is desire. So desire originates from the predominance of Rajoguna. Then Rajoguna samudbhavaha, Rajogunasya va samudbhavaha. Not only desire originates from Rajoguna, even desire, when implemented, aggravates the Rajoguna. Rajoguna samudbhavaha. Even Rajoguna increases, Rajoguna increases increases because of desire also. Therefore, Rajoguna Samudbhavaha, Rajogunasyava Samudbhavaha. It is a product of Rajoguna. It causes Rajoguna. It aggravates Rajoguna also. Therefore, Kamaha hi Udbhotaha. Kamaha hi Udbhotaha. Means what now? When the desire has risen, the desire which has risen, what does it do? Rajaha pravartayati. Rajaha pravartayanne purusham pravartayati. Rajaha pravartayati. See, udbhutaha kamaha rajaha pravartayati. When the desire rises, the desire which has risen, it actually aggravates the rajoguna. Then, aggravating rajoguna, then it makes a person, it involves a person activity. Purusham pravartayati. Pravartayati means what? It activates a person. It involves a person in activity. Purushaha swayam pravartate. Kamaha purusham karmani pravartayati. Desire involves a person in activity by aggravating the rajoguna. So, kamaha hi udbhutaha, desire indeed has when risen, rajaha pravartayan. Expressing the rajoguna, purusham pravartayati. It involves a person in activity. Okay. Trishnayahi aham karitaha. Trishna is another word for kamaha, desire. Why? Trishna literally means thirst, dahaha. Trishna means thirst. So, dahaha. And thirst implies what? Craving, greed. Therefore, trishnayahi, because of greed alone, because of craving alone, aham karitaha. It is, I was impelled to do. I was made to do. I was activated. Aham karitaha. I did not do anything. I was Mahatma, but I was impelled to do by the craving. Aham karitaha. It's a causative verb. Aham karitaha. Swayam na kritavan. Aham trishnaya karitaha. I was made to do karma. Okay. Because of what? By this trishna, craving. Iti, this is what people say. Who are the people who say this? I was made to do this. I was forced to do this. By what? By my craving. Iti, dukkhitanam. Rajah karye sevadav pravruttanam pralapaha shruyate. See, pralapaha shruyate. The lamentation is heard. Lamentation of people, the unhappy people, grieving people, sad people. Dukkhitanam pralapaha shruyate. Dukkhitanam pralapaha shruyate means what? The lamentation is lamentation of sad, afflicted, unhappy, grieving people is always heard. And the people who are involved in activities such as service, etc., which is actually the which is pertaining to the predominance of the Rajoguna. Rajakaryam means, Rajakarya means activities which are expressions, which are any activities mainly is expression of Rajoguna. So Rajakarye Sevado Pravruttanam Dukhitanam Palapaha Shruyate. See, when people do lot of activities, Buddha Swami explains this very well. People always involve themselves in lot of activities, maybe good karma also, even in the righteous activities, not only wrong activities. Please understand, even when a person is involved in a lot of activities, good activities, is it right or wrong? It is very, very good to any amount of good karma, the social service activities for the well-being of the society, very, very important. One must do. But one should not forget that there is no happiness. For happiness, see, when does performance of even righteous activities contribute for dukkha? If a person is involved in any social service activities, if a person is involved in any public work, good actions performed for the well-being of society should not cause any pain, isn't it? But even right action, wrong action, of course, will definitely make a person accumulate papam. It will contribute for split personality. It will make a person restless, agitated. It will make him unhappy. And also it will make him earn papam also. It will make him a very, very gross person. The more and more and more wrong actions are done, the more and more diseases are not managed, definitely it will contribute for the grossness of mind, grossness of intellect. That is how the person will lose even viveka, the discerning capacity, totally in due course of time. That's a completely ruining thing. Leave it alone. What about the punya karma, righteous actions? Of course, Shastram emphasizes always one must do only righteous actions, one must accumulate punyam. One must consciously avoid wrong actions, one must consciously perform right actions. Of course, always emphasized. Even righteous actions also, even if it is a punya karma, even if it is the social service activities, public service activities, all activities, any activity which contributes for the welfare of society is wonderful, beautiful, one must perform. But one must not lose sight of one's goal. One should not forget moksha is the ultimate goal. And moksha is only in jnanam. For just now we saw in the Upanishad class, moksha does not require any accomplishment. Everlasting happiness is a choiceless goal, which is not dependent on any effort, any action, any punyam, anything. Moksha needs only jnanam for right perspective. Moksha is in right perspective of the self and the world, for which only what is needed is only jnanam. Jnanam alone, jnana deva kaivalyam. But for that jnanam, so one must depend upon Atma Jnanam alone for happiness. Depending upon Jnanam for happiness is depending upon Bhagavan for happiness. Depending upon Bhagavan for happiness is what? Depending upon reality for happiness. So for happiness, I'm dependent only on Bhagavan in the form of truth. This must be very clear. Once my dependence is only on Bhagavan for happiness, my dependence only for Jnanam for happiness, my dependence is only for, because my own Swarup is happiness. That's what Shastram says. Therefore, if my own Swarup is happiness, I'm dependent only on Jnanam for happiness, means your dependence becomes shifted from everything else in the world, including the activities and results of activities. So a person who does seva, any service activity, whoever does any good karma, one must remember, any amount of good karma should be done only for antahkarna shuddhihi and antahkarna naishchalyam, not for moksha, not for happiness. When people forget this, then what happened? They become workaholics. Very dedicated, highly dedicated, good, clean people, highly righteous, always do good seva. But then they forget that jnanam, moksha is only jnanam. They helplessly become dependent on, emotionally they become so entangled, they get emotionally entangled with the actions, entangled with the results of actions. Still ahankara will be very strong. I do all good work. That is when there's a big emotional blows are possible. I tell you, especially when you're doing a lot of good work with public welfare, society's welfare, well-being, and finally you don't get any recognition, I tell you, the emotional blow one has. Because I experienced, because many times I hear people coming and talking to Swamiji about it. It's a big lesson, you know. Big lesson. Because ahankara is still there. Therefore, ajnanam is there, ahankara is there. In spite of being righteous, very dedicated, doing all the time good work also, it is possible to get one big emotional blows. Okay? Then they can't take the pain. They become very sad. And what do they say? It was my craving for name and fame, craving for popularity. I was very good. We didn't do anything wrong still. So, Trishnaya aham karitaha. Iti dukhitanam rajah karye sevado. So, service, activities, etc., which are all expressions of one's rajoguna. So, people, we always lamentation is heard of people who are involved in service, etc., expressions of rajoguna, and who are very, very afflicted. And from them, what is heard? Trishnaya aham karitaha. I was really made to do, you know, by my own greed, craving. What we hear. What does it mean? Desire is a product, not only it's a product of rajoguna, the desire arises, it aggravates the rajoguna, that's how it involves a person in the activity. So desire is not bad, it must be managed. Okay, maha ashanaha, maha ashanaha, mahan ashanaha becomes maha ashanaha. Mahat ashanam asya iti mahashanaha. It consumes all one's energy. You know that once a desire arises, desire is a devourer of all one's energy, because it will not help make you rest until it becomes fulfilled. It will make you scheme, plan out, and you know, work out the plan, and until it becomes fulfilled, it will not allow you to rest. It will suck your energy. And also, there is a maha ashanaha, great devourer. Atayeva, that is why maha papma. So once the desire arises, it will not make a person rest. And if it is not managed also, a purushartha nischaya is also not there, not knowing the value of dharma, when a person goes, is impelled by one's desires, going against dharma, it makes a person accumulate the papam. Therefore, maha papma, great sinner. So, kamenahi preritaha jantuhu. Kamenahi preritaha jantuhu. Jantuhu means, here any living being is a jantu, but here human being. A person who is inspired, pressurized, induced by desire. Indeed, a person who is inspired, not simply inspired, induced, pressurized by desire, papam karoti, does the wrong action, performs wrong thing. Ataha, vishuddha yenam kamam iha samsare, viddhi. Ataha, print mistake. Ataha, yenam kamam viddhi. Ataha viddhi, therefore Arjuna. Ataha, therefore, viddhi, may you understand, yenam kamam, this desire, vairinam, to be enemy, where, iha samsare, in this life of transmigration, iha samsare, in this transmigratory life, Arjuna, may you understand this desire to be the enemy. Desire, may understand this desire unmanaged to be your enemy. Desire which is not taken care of, which is not prudently looked into, will be your enemy. Ataha, yenam, kamam, iha samsare, vairinam viddhi, may you understand this desire to be your enemy. So, maha ashanaha, mahadashanam asya iti maha ashanaha, atayeva maha papma, kamenahi praritaha jantuhu papam karoti, ataha yenam kamam iha samsare vairinam viddhi. Sanskritam sounds like your language, mother tongue, doesn't it? Very nice. Okay. Now, next verse comes. Katham vairi iti drishtantaihi pratyayayati. See, kamaha, this desire, now we don't even talk about anger. You know why? Anger also is desire only. If you manage your desire, so it will not give rise to the anger. So, katham vairi, how does the desire become an enemy? If the desire becomes an obstruction in your progress, in becoming mentally, emotionally mature, it obstructs your emotional maturity, it obstructs your mental steadiness, it obstructs your mental purification, it prevents you from becoming qualified for the attainment of jnanam. Then it becomes a big obstacle in your accomplishing moksha. My God, it just prevents you from being just yourself. It prevents you from being yourself. Then it is enemy. That is why desire is disease. Desire is disease. Why? It disturbs your easiness. Anything which causes discomfort is disease. And desire causes discomfort. Once desire has risen, it causes discomfort. What is discomfort? Anything which doesn't allow you to be yourself, just yourself, real self. It is an enemy. when children come and pester parents, I want this, I want this. They suppose, imagine, the parents are watching television or something, and they interesting, you know, they're deeply involved in watching. The children come and pester, give me that, get up, give me. You give one, again, they'll come and ask for something else. Again, they'll come and ask for something else. They keep on coming and pestering, that they do not allow you to watch your television program peacefully. Then what do you think? Oh, you're a pain. Don't you say that? I tell you, the physicality happens externally. That's what it does, desire does in your mind. It disturbs you. It doesn't allow you to pay attention anywhere else. That's why discomfort. It causes discomfort, therefore it is disease. It disturbs your easiness. Okay. Katham vairi iti drishtantaihi pratyayayati. See, pratyayayati means clarifies. So Bhagavan, Shankara Bhagavad Pada says, Bhagavan Krishna is going to clarify. He clarifies. He is going to make it very clear with examples how desire is an enemy. Katham vairi. How desire, kamaha katham vairi bhavati. Iti drishtantaihi pratipadayati pratyayayati. So Shankara Bhagavatpada says that Bhagavan is going to make it clear through examples how desire becomes an enemy. Okay. Dhomena vriyate vannihi yatha darsho malena cha. Dhomena vriyate vannihi yatha darsho malena cha. Yatholbena vruto garbhaha. Yatholbena vruto garbhaha. Tatha tene damavrutam. Dhomena vriyate vannihi. Yatha darsho malena cha. Yatholbena vruto garbhaha. Before I go to this verse, Pujya Swamiji used to say, there's no way of undoing your desires. The one other than jnanam. Only jnanam can help you in having all the desires resolved. But until jnanam takes place, the only thing you can do is you can manage your desires. And to manage your desires, you have to surrender yourself to dharma. Dharmaha rakshati, rakshitaha. I'm not saying in other sense. When a person strictly lives a life of values, then dharma protects a person from accumulating papam. So dharma is relative protection. Jnanam is the absolute protection. Jnanam is the absolute protection. Dharma protects a person relatively. There is no protection otherwise. Nothing else can protect us. Okay. Dhomena vriyate vannihi yatha darsho malena cha yatholbena vruto garbhaha tatha tene damavrutam. Dhomena vriyate vannihi yatha darsho malena cha यथोल्बेनावृतो गर्भः तथा तेनेदमावृतम्. ही सेज इदम् आवृतम्. टेक द वर्ड इदम् आवृतम्. इदम् मीन्स ज्ञानम्. ज्ञानम् इज आवृतम्. इदम् इज अ थर्ड पर्सन सिंगुलर pronoun meaning this. Idam avrutam means what? Idam stands for jnanam. The word jnanam is not mentioned in the verse. Idam avrutam means this knowledge is covered. Avrutam is knowledge is covered. Covered by what? Covered by desire. See, we have this discerning capacity. What is right, what is wrong. Dharma, adharma, vivekaha. Initially, we need dharma, adharma, vivekaha. That is how we can follow dharma, we can avoid adharma. That is how we can convert our gross minds into subtle minds. We can sharpen our intellect. We can steady our minds. Then, when you attain jnanam, for that nitya anitya vastu vivekaha. So, discriminative understanding of what is permanent, what is impermanent, what is eternal, what is ephemeral. Nitya anitya vastu vivekaha. Only then we can grow out of desire for ephemeral world of things, and we can have passion for. We can discover dispassion towards time-bound things, and we can have passion for jnanam, commit ourselves to the pursuit of jnanam. When the commitment to the pursuit of jnanam is there, it is possible to attain jnanam, and you can, of course, claim freedom as your own nature. So moksha is in jnanam. Moksha and jnanam are identical. Therefore, viveka shakti, viveka buddhi is very important. Discerning capacity is very important. Because it is discerning capacity, viveka shakti, viveka buddhi, helps us accomplish relative protection and as well as absolute protection. But here, that viveka shakti itself will be overpowered if this is not managed. Therefore, what he says, idam avrutam, this jnanam is covered by that desire. How? Example is given. Dhumena vannihi avriyate. Dhumena avriyate vannihi. Three simple kindergarten passive voice sentences are there. Dhumena vannihi avriyate. Vannihi ityukte agnihi ityartaha. So dhumena. So fire is covered by smoke. We all know fire and smoke are inseparable. We won't say water is covered by fire, smoke. So fire is covered by smoke. This one first example is what? Fire. And vannihi, okay. Yatha adarshaha malena. Adarshaha. Please make a note. Adarshaha means ideal also. Okay. Adarsha balakaha means an ideal boy, an ideal person. But here adarshaha means that which reflects is adarshaha. Okay. Adarshayati iti adarshaha. A mirror here. Adarsha is a mirror. Yatha adarshaha malena. Just as mirror is covered by dust, the layer of dust. Malam here means, malam literally means impurity. Here we take it malam in terms of layer of dust. யதா ஆதர்ஷஹா மலேன ஆவ்ரியதே, யதா வன்னிஹி தூமேன ஆவ்ரியதே. So just as fire is covered by smoke, just as mirror is covered by dust. One more example. Yatha ulbena avrutaha garbhaha. Ulbena garbhaha avrutaha. The first sentence you see act present tense sentence. The second sentence you see the verb that used is what? Past passive participle is used. Dhumena avriyate is covered by smoke. Ulbena avrutaha is covered only. The covered is past passive participle is used, but same meaning comes. Ulbena avrutaha, just as garbaha, the fetus is covered by, the fetus inside the womb is covered by ulbaha. Ulbaha means a thinnest layer of membrane, a thinnest membrane which covers the fetus. The womb is said to be ulba. Ulbena garbaha avrutaha. Tatha. In the same way, idam tena avratam. Tena means what? Kamena jnanam avratam. Tena is equal to kamena idam jnanam avratam. Once discerning viveka buddhi, what atma anatma vivekaha. Atma anatma vivekaha is possible only if we had nityanitya vastu vivekaha. Nityanitya vastu viveka is possible only if you have dharma dharma viveka. Understand? So dharma dharma viveka one must have, so that one can have nityanitya vastu viveka. If you have nityanitya vastu viveka, ultimately it is possible to have atma anatma viveka. So throughout you need what? Discerning capacity, discriminative Viveka Shakti you need. And that Viveka Shakti is become what now? Completely overpowered, covered by craving, desire, greed, unmanaged. Okay. So here Dhumaha stands for desire. In the first example, the dhumaha stands for example the desire. The second example, malam stands for desire. The third example, ulbaha stands for desire. Which were three examples, the three types of desires. Three examples are given for three types of desires. Pujya Swamiji used to say it beautifully. Natural urges, uncreated, uncultivated natural urges, like desire for eating, desire for drinking, are expressions of our natural biological urges are there. When a person strictly says, oh, I want to eat, I'm very hungry. And a person says, that is an expression of physical, biological urge. I want to drink, it's a natural urge. So I want to be happy, it's a natural emotional urge. So natural urges, natural desires had to be fulfilled. You have no choice. Ekadashi, one day you can try. The next day you feel very hungry. How long can you keep? How long can a person starve? So natural urges have to be fulfilled. Okay? But then cultivated desires, second type of desires are cultivated desires. Cultivated desires are the desires which surface only when you come to know of certain things in the world. Until Thiru gave me a lift one day in the new car, Tesla, there wasn't knowledge of how the journey in Tesla was, okay? For me, you all must be knowing because you all must be knowing because. What I'm saying, the desire for things, you know, desire for new things rise only when you come to know of new things in the market. Or seeing advertisements, hearing from friends, seeing others having, desire comes. There is cultivated desires. So cultivated desires can be fulfilled, need not be fulfilled. I mean, now unfulfillment of cultivated desires will not kill a person. They can be ignored or they can be fulfilled also. They're cultivated desires. Apart from these cultivated desires, some desires suddenly rise. There's a given time, sometimes the desire comes. Those desires are actually the in subtle form, in subconscious. In subconscious mind, there must be a lot of unfulfilled desires. And they surface sometimes. Some given situations, triggers, it surfaces suddenly. So, swabhavikaha kamaha means natural urges and cultivated desires. Then we have this desires cropping from subconscious mind. Some you'll be surprised. I never had this desire before. Suddenly, I don't know. I see this desire in me. That's desires. Okay. So which are the strong desires? And again, desires also, we have three types of desires. Sattva pradhanaha kamaha, sattvikaha kamaha, rajasaha kamaha, tamasaha kamaha. Tamasic desires, rajasic desires, and sattvic desires. There were three examples are given. Anyway, all these desires also, any desire, all these desires draw the attention of a person and places the attention of the person in action, in doing something for it to be fulfilled. This is how attention gets distracted, diverted, scattered. Attention will not be available. Then what happens? The discerning capacity, which is naturally there, Viveka Shakti, that remains completely overpowered, covered by this desire. Overpowering means attention being not available for discerning. Attention is completely taken away, grabbed by the desire. Attention is totally placed in activities, to do things. And not one thing, not one desire, so many desires, so many actions, so many things have to be taken care of. Completely, attention becomes scattered and diverted and disturbed. this is how, you know, this is how desire functions. So dhumena vannihi avriyate. So just as fire is covered by smoke, yatha adarshaha malena, just as mirror is covered by the dust, yatha ulbena garbaha, just as fetus is covered by thinnest membrane layer, tatha, similarly, the same way, idam jnanam tena kamena avratam, this knowledge is covered by the desire. Notice, viveka buddhi, this jnanam, here is what? Fire vannihi, the fire stands for jnanam, adarshaha stands for jnanam, garbaha stands for jnanam. This is the literal meaning of the mantra. You will understand how they are different, all desires are differentiated, etc. We'll see. Dhumena, siddhu sahajena avriyate vannihi. Siddhumaha, smoke is said to be sahajaha. Why? Sahajayate iti sahajaha. Whenever fire is kindled, along with the fire, smoke comes. Now, along with the fire, smoke does not come from elsewhere. Okay? When the fire is kindled, where does the smoke come from? Elsewhere? No. So, smoke is said to be Agni Sahajaha. The smoke always is born, always comes along with the fire. Therefore, smoke here, the Dhumaha, Sahajaha. Sahajena Dhumena, along with the smoke which is born along with Vannihi Avriyate. So there's no Vannihi, fire is covered by smoke which is born along with it. It doesn't come from elsewhere. And it is easy to take care of it. So gradually, it's not difficult to remove, get rid of the smoke. So the Sahajaha Dhumaha stands for what? Natural urges. Uncultivated natural urges. I want to be happy. I want to eat. I want to drink. That natural urges. Sahajena dhumena avriyate. So when you are born, hunger is born along with you. When you are born, thirst is born along with you. When you are born, the desire for happiness, you are born with the desire for happiness. Very birth itself, isn't it? That is why the babies cry. Babies have to cry to prove, okay? Even if they don't cry also, the nurses will somehow pinch and then make them cry. That's a different thing. What I want to say, we are born along with the hunger and thirst. From the time we are born, naturally this hunger is there. So, sahajayate. So, dhumena, sahajena dhumena vannihi avriyate. So, prakashatmakaha, vannihi prakashatmakaha. So the fire, which is of the nature of what? Brilliance. Prakashatmakaha. See, Atmaka Shabda is used in the sense of nature. Okay? Prakashatmakaha vannihi. Prakashatmakaha agnihi. Means what? The fire is naturally, it is inherently, it is of the nature of brilliance. Prakashatmakaha. Fire need not do anything to become bright. So fire is of the nature of brilliance. So the fire which is of the nature of brilliance, prakashatmakaha, அப்பிரகாசாத்மகேன சக சகஜேன தூமேன ஆவ்ரியதே. பட் திஸ் ஃபயர், விச் இஸ் ஆஃப் நேச்சர் ஆஃப் பிரில்லியன்ஸ், இஸ் கவர்ட் பை ஸ்மோக் விச் இஸ் பார்ன் அலாங் வித் இட், பட் விச் இஸ் ஆஃப் த நேச்சர் ஆஃப் கவரிங், விச் ஆஃப் த நேச்சர் ஆஃப் டார்க்னஸ். அப்பிரகாசாத்மகா தூமஹா பிரகாசாத்மகா வன்னிஹி. அப்பிரகாசாத்மகா தூமஹா பிரகாசாத்மகா வன்னிஹி. அப்பிரகாசாத்மகேன சகஜேன தூமேன பிரகாசாத்மகா வன்னிஹி ஆவ்ரியதே. சோ த பிரைட் பிரில்லியன்ட் ஃபயர் இஸ் கவர்ட் பை டார்க் ஸ்மோக், கவர்ட் பை த ஸ்மோக் விச் இஸ் ஆஃப் நேச்சர் ஆஃப் டார்க்னஸ். வாட் இஸ் சோ பீங் டார்க், டார்க்னஸ் இஸ் தி நேச்சர் ஆஃப் த ஸ்மோக். Acharya does not say that much there. Adarshaha malena cha. The mirror is covered by dust. Yatha ulbena garbaha. Garba veshtanena. So, we see here, adarshaha malena. When a layer of dust is formed on the mirror, what happens? The fire is of the nature of brilliance. It is capable of illumining. And the illumining capacity of the fire is not destroyed, but fire is made incapable of. In spite of being brilliant, this capacity to illumine is somehow covered by this, by the smoke. The same way, the mirror is capable of reflecting. So reflecting anything is the function of the mirror. That is what mirror meant for. But that mirror becomes incapable of reflecting, doing its function of reflecting it properly, when it is covered by the dust. Which means the dust prevents it from being what it is. The smoke prevents the fire from being what it is. It cannot undo it, but it prevents it. It obstructs it from what it should be doing. The same way, ulbena garba veshtanena. Ulbaha, the membrane, the thinnest membrane. Actually, it's a veshtana means what? Covering. Ulbena garba veshtanena. By the complete covering of the garba fetus, it is jarayuna. It's like a leather bag. Okay, jarayuna. Avrutaha. Avrutaha means what? Achaditaha. Achadita means well covered, the fetus. So the baby inside the womb, covered by this membrane, even as a full-fledged baby with all hands and legs, etc., is not free enough like a full-fledged delivered baby. The baby which has come out of the womb is capable of moving its legs and hands, whereas this baby inside the womb cannot move, cannot hands and legs. So its capacity is somehow becomes covered. Therefore, Jarayuna, Garbhaveshtanena, Jarayuna, Avrut, Ulbena, Avrutaha. Avrutaha means Achaditaha. So, I want to understand this. Chad, Chaddhatu. Okay? Chadayati. Chadayati means covers. Achadayati also means covers. Achadayati is the verb. Bhagavad Pada loves his word Achad. Even in Ishavasya Bhasham, he uses the same term. Achadayati. There he says the entire Jagat is covered by Isha Vasyam. There he uses the term Achaditam. Jagat Isha Achaditam. He says. So here, Achadayati is the verb. Achadita is the past passive participle. Okay? Achaditaha. That's why even any blanket is called Chadakam or Achadakam. Because you cover yourself with the blanket. For Achadakam, Chadakam. Anyway, that's a different thing here. So, Garbhaveshtanena, Jarayuna, Ulbena, Garbaha, Avrutaha, Achaditaha. Just as the fetus is covered by this Ulba. Tatha, in the same way, Tena idam Avrutam. This Jnanam has been... This discerning capacity, discriminative knowledge, Atma Anatma Viveka Jnanam has been covered by this cover in the form of desire. It's only literal meaning of the verse we have seen. We'll see the unfoldment next class. Okay. We wait to see the meaning of this verse. I'll explain next class. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavasishyate Om Shanti 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 Harihi Om Tat Sat Shri Rubhyo Namaha Harihi Om.